Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space. On our essentials news front, Wilmington Trust has hired Marion Zinowski as Senior Relationship Manager in its project finance group, part of the Global Capital Markets Division in New York. Over on our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, the World Bank has priced an $8 billion 5-year global benchmark bond that matures on the 22nd of April 2025. The US Transportation Secretary has announced awards of $10 billion to commercial and general aviation airports from the newly created Coronavirus Aid, Relief and Economic Security Act Airport Grant Program. And Mizuho has announced it will stop financing new coal power projects and end all loans for coal by 2050. Over in the commodity finance industry, Ukraine-based DTEC is to shut 10 mines and auxiliary enterprises of DTEC Pavlo Coal, along with 3 coal processing plants, due to an ongoing systematic crisis in the energy sector. Zambia prevented the head of Glencore's local unit from leaving the country after police intercepted him at the airport, further intensifying a dispute over the commodity trader's move to halt unprofitable copper operations. And Canada-based Thor Explorations has executed its definitive document with Africa Finance Corporation to reach full funding of the Segolia gold project in Nigeria. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, our headline news offering, Stephen Beck, Head of Trade and Supply Chain Finance at ADB, talks to TXF from Lockdown Manila about how ADB is supercharging its existing trade finance programs to keep trade flowing amid COVID-19 and how both the digitization and sustainability agent will be. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXF Media.